Hi guys, it's me, Gino J. It is Wednesday, August 26th, 2015. It is 4:14 a.m. Eastern Time, and I'm here doing another audio boom, kind of getting things off my chest a little bit. Again, I know I've been doing this as of late, but and mostly at night, because I haven't been sleeping well, but here I am. Recently, I applied at Mushroom FM. And just yesterday, I actually did an audition. Now, a lot of people don't take criticism very well. And I suppose I could be just like everybody else and be pissed off and resent the feedback that I got from Mushroom FM. But in fact, I actually looked at it, and when I got the feedback, it was somewhat painful to read the email. But in the same sense, because I really am, you know, serious about media arts and technology with a concentration in audio, what I'm studying in college, I didn't entirely walk away disappointed. I actually saw it as a way to improve some things that certainly could be improved, to put it bluntly. Some of the things that I was told that I should improve upon, two of which, technical, won't take all that much effort. It just takes some critiquing and some patience. Them being mic placement and mic levels. Those of you that know, I have a hot mic. It's very sensitive, especially with the Octemax plugin for studio. It's very, very sensitive. So I haven't totally mastered those levels yet. The other thing is mic placement, and I guess I should probably get that stand that I was looking into getting. I just haven't gotten around to doing it yet because I felt that there were other things that I need to purchase beforehand. But the other one, which is going to be a little bit more difficult to improve upon, is the fluency of my voice breaks. They're not perfect. And, you know, that depends on someone's perspective. My voice breaks aren't fluent. I mean, I certainly have a knowledge of what to say during voice breaks, but that's not necessarily the issue at hand. The issue at hand is they don't... There's a lot of ums and and stuttering and whatnot. And you know what? In an audition, that's very critical of putting that out there. Because no one's perfect on their audition. And, of course, anyone who's auditioning may experience some hesitation and nervousness. So... Nevertheless, I'll walk away from that, and maybe after some speech classes in college, I'll reapply. Now, some of you are probably asking, well, what about Sky 106? Well, Mushroom FM has a policy where if you broadcast with them, you pretty much have to forfeit the idea of broadcasting anywhere else. And though it would be a disappointment to walk away from Sky 106... because of my passion in internet radio and my passion in broadcasting, I would hope that one day, you know, I can get really good at this and really get into the field, maybe even terrestrially. you know, working on an FM or an AM station, you know, a regular terrestrial radio station. So, yeah, I have passion into the internet radio because it's getting my feet wet in this field of, you know. Yeah, so I don't know. I certainly know that it would disappoint management if I walked away from Sky 106, especially considering how much effort I put into the station. And it wasn't an easy decision to come to actually audition. But I'm going to be honest, it's not stopping me from trying again. The problem, I think, is that where I'm at right now on Sky 106, I am at the top of my game. I am... Sky 106 has been a very good platform for me to, you know, display my personality. In fact, I remember last semester, my math teacher even came out and said, you have a radio voice. And it shocked me because I didn't really honestly see it come from somebody that was looking out and commenting in. I was a bit surprised. And I know other people have commented and said that my radio shows are brilliant, awesome, great, but where I'm at right now on Sky 106, I don't have that, I'm at the top of my game, so what do I improve? You know, I mean, other than the technical thing, they're already happy with my show. My issue that I have with Sky 106 is I don't think everyone is doing their effort in improving their show. Now, that's not to say that there are horrible shows on Sky 106 and that there is no awesome show on Sky 106. There are other DJs that perform better than I do, in fact, I think, in my opinion. I would like to see more of an effort, and I would hope that the other broadcasters on Sky 106 that listen to this really understand that I'm not poking fun at anybody on Sky 106. But I think we should all work together and try to... you know, better the station as a whole, because it just can't come from one person, you know. I really honestly don't even see management contributing all that much in that sense. And that's one thing that I liked, or that I saw on Mushroom FM that I liked the most, was that even the DJs have just as much involvement with the station as the management does. And everybody contributes. And because of that exclusivity clause that they have, no presenter is better than the other presenter. And everyone, you know, advertises others' shows. That's not something you see on Sky 106 because there is a lot of simulcasting. And I've already went into detail about my opinions on simulcasting, but, you know, that is what it is. Will I walk away from Sky 106 right now? No, I plan to stay. But I do hope that Sky 106 does improve. Do I plan to walk away in the future? I don't know. I can't say. But it wouldn't be because of the fact that I resent Sky 106, because it has been a great platform for me to get started. Nevertheless, if you'd like to get in touch, email is genoj@gmx.com. That is genoj@gmx.com. Or you can check out my website. It's justgenoj.com. That's justgenoj.com. Be sure to look out for my podcast coming out next week. I'll talk to you all later. Bye-bye, everybody.